how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
cherish his mercies, cherish his blood, oh, cherish the cross of Christ. You must cherish the chance you have. You must cherish the call of God again. Cherish the time you have to work. Cherish these times.
what's happening in my life. I'm in love and I think I'm gonna get married. I'm sure you're singing. Ooh. Oh, this is so good to hear. Love is strong as death. Many waters cannot quench it. True. Strongest death, floods can drown it. Whatever God does, it shall be forever. Love is strongest death, it shall be forever.
Send it on.
Thank you.
Are you having a great time? Oh, I can't feel you. Are you having a great time? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the word. Amen. I believe that tonight we are going to be revived. And if you're excited about that, help me welcome our daddy, Bishop Doug Heywood Mills.
Father, thank you for the blessing of guiding us this evening by your mighty spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now tonight, I want to share with you about prosperity. And it is a special kind of prosperity. This prosperity is what I call rent-free prosperity. Rent-free prosperity. And that is going to be your story and your portion. Amen? Do you believe it? Fantastic. Rent-free prosperity. And I always want you to have in mind that when we refer to prosperity, because of the many delusions and deceptions about prosperity, I am referring to rent-free prosperity. What is rent? Check your dictionary. What is rent? This is just a short Bible lesson, but it's anointed. What does rent mean? What? Okay. So it is prosperity where you don't have to pay rent. Free of rent. That is going to be your kind of prosperity. Deuteronomy 8:18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Amen. So remember that God gives you power to get wealth. And the reason that he gives is so that he can establish his covenant or his word. So when God wants to establish his word in the earth, he gives power to get wealth. Amen. Is it good? So far. Amen. It's beautiful. God gives prosperity so that his covenant can be established. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. Verse 16. Thus says the Lord, I'm returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. All right? And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. So God is saying that my cities, through prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. What are God's cities? God's cities are God's buildings, God's house. Whatever it is, it's something for God. And it's spread abroad through prosperity. So God in Deuteronomy 18 is telling us, through the anointing and the power to get wealth, he will establish his covenant. His covenant is his word. There's no agreement that God had made that if you do this, I'll make you wealthy. No, his covenant or his word with Israel, whatever he had told them, he was going to establish it. He was going to give them prosperity, the power to get wealth, so that through the prosperity, they would establish the will and the word of God and the covenant of God that had been declared. So for us also, God is telling us that he's going to establish his will and his word through prosperity. And he says, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. Amen. Now, because of the plenty delusions about prosperity, it is important that you develop a desire for a particular kind of prosperity. Amen. And not just what is being touted as prosperity. Are you with me? And that is why I'm calling it rent-free prosperity. Amen. Rent means a payment made periodically by a tenant to a landlord in return for the use of land, a building, an apartment, an office, or any other property. So a payment made periodically. All right? Now, to a tenant, by a tenant. So by this message, you are no more going to be a tenant. In return for the use of land, a building, an apartment, an office, or other property. Number two, it means a payment or a series of payments made by a lessee to an owner in return for the use of something. So a payment or a series of payments. Are you there? Amen. So now, very important for you to understand, payment for the use of something, a series of payments or a payment. So in this new type of prosperity, which is going to be your hallmark and the hallmark of the whole church, everybody listening is going to have this type of prosperity. And it's called rent-free prosperity. And I'm calling it rent-free prosperity because if I don't call it prosperity, you will think that it means having a big car, having a mortgage, having looking good. People think that looking good is prosperity, but looking good is not the same as being prosperous. Are you listening to me? Amen. Looking good is not the same as prosperity. Prosperity is different from looking good. Now, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Verse 8. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. And the next phrase is the key phrase. Because they received not the love of the truth, the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, because they received not the love of the truth, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Now, are you still around? Rent-free prosperity is prosperity without payments to be made. That's the kind of prosperity I'm experiencing. I don't have any payment to make. And our church also doesn't have any payments to make. Series of payments. Monthly payments. That's the definition of rent. See, that's a key element in your prosperity. The absence of a payment to be made, or a series of payments to be made regularly, is a type of prosperity. Now, you see, deception. One of the major things we have, for those of you who are here, you must love something to come here this time. So you deserve to hear what you are going to hear. Now listen. You see, deception is the hallmark of the activities of human beings. Let's say politics. They will say, we believe in this, we believe in that. But when you go, you find they don't believe anything at all. When you look on the surface, oh, there's a party here, they are like this, and there's another party here. Like, when you go, you see that they are the same. They are even friends. Everything is not real. Now, deception is so strong. Let you take prosperity. Most of the people who look rich are not rich. But you are all in church. When I do small, who wants to give this, who wants to give this? But we are here. We are here. It's not like we are. You know, how do I know anything? Just even by just asking people to give, you can see. What do you think? Because if people had, they would give. When we were buying our sound system, I mean, there was hardly anybody to give. All right? Now, rent-free prosperity. What I'm teaching you is, I wouldn't have called it rent-free prosperity 20 years ago, because I thought it was obvious that prosperity is prosperity when there's no rent to be paid. There's no payment to be made. But I realize that we are susceptible to deception. And there's a reason in 2 Thessalonians 2. You see, when you are not very determined to know the truth, you don't have a love for the truth. Look at it. The love, if you can underline, the love of the truth that they might be saved. When you don't have that, then the next verse applies to you, which is verse 11, that God gives you a strong delusion so that you believe a lie. So your greatest safeguard against delusion is a strong love for the truth, that I want the truth no matter how painful it is. That's your safety against deception. So if a young man comes to you and proposes to you, oh wow, yeah, glory to God, and he waves his khaki and like he's so amazing, and it's like you want it to be true. Do you see? If you want to avoid a deception, you have to search hard for the truth. Whose car are you driving? What monthly payments are you making every month on this car? And so on. When you go in, if you don't love the truth, then you stay in your delusion that the person is a powerfully prosperous brother who has come to propose to you. Because you don't love the truth, so you have to accept the delusion. God gives you a strong delusion so that you believe a lie and just flow in the lies. So the greatest, like let's say I'm doing crusade, and say, oh, I'm winning all the souls. Wow. You see, if I don't love the truth, I will fall into a delusion. When you say you are winning souls, and where you are preaching is where every evangelist who comes to this country comes to this same square. One came last year, the year before, and you have also come to the same square. You see, if you don't love the truth, you just enter into delusions that you are an evangelist who is winning souls, and you take some pictures and so on, and God gives you up to a strong delusion to believe things that are not true. You are not winning any souls. Be serious. Which souls have you won? These are the same Christians you have regathered, who have been gathered last year. Every year they are being gathered. Be serious and search for the true reality of what you are doing so that you don't fall into a delusion. So until you have a strong love for the truth, the delusion just comes to land on you and swallows you and you flow in it. When I do Give Thyself Holy Conference, the Give Thyself Holy Conference is directed at pastors and so on outside even our church, really. So if I don't love the truth, I'll not analyze how many people are coming. And I'll just accept, because for a convention crowd, we don't need much to have a we don't even need adverts. We don't even need adverts. We just tell the church in the morning that in the evening is convention. They will come. You get what I'm saying? We don't need adverts. So the crowd's presence is not what I have to follow.
That's right.
I have to analyze the realities. And if you don't have a love for the truth, you are subjected to delusions because you don't really want to know the real truth. So then God gives you up. So I heard Derek Prince say that. It struck me. I learned from Derek Prince. He said that the only safety from delusions and deception is to the love of the truth. So when I went to check the scripture for the love of the truth, and I saw that right there. He said, because they did not receive the love of the truth, God gave them up to a strong delusion. So it's your safety from deception. Now, when we talk about prosperity, you are driving a big car. You are living in a beautiful house. Every month you are paying so many millions and thousands to be in existence. People are impressed when they come. They say, wow, I love your house. I love your car. I love this. All are not for you. You see, but because you don't love the truth, do you understand? You bask in the praises and the delusions, the praises of men, which are empty praises. Because you have not received the love of the truth. So have your deception. Because in reality, if you have to go now, you have nothing. You actually have nothing. It's just, a facade. Check facade. Check facade. You see, we must be checking the dictionary so that we have to love the truth. Lest we realize we will be deceived. Facade. A showy misrepresentation intended to conceal something unpleasant. A facade. A showy misrepresentation intended to conceal something unpleasant. And the unpleasant thing is poverty. And it's a showy misrepresentation intended to conceal something unpleasant. So you show prosperity, but you have a series of payments to make for the next 19 years. You must never be sick. You must never be on admission. You must never retire. You must never go anywhere. You have to pay. You must never lose your job. You must never change your job. You must never have any. The economy must be good. There must be no change in the price of oil. There must be nothing. Dollar must be stable. And I tell you, mortgage in Ghana is even wilder because of the exchange rate. Everything goes. You cannot pay. So because we don't receive the love of the truth, we think that things that are not prosperity are prosperity. That's why now I'm calling it rent-free prosperity. Lack of regular payments. Amen. What do you think? So from today, I'm turning your head towards rent-free prosperity. Can I have an amen from somebody? Now, if you are renting somebody's house, you are not enjoying rent-free prosperity. Today marks your last day of renting somebody's house. You are moving to your own house in Jesus' name. Do you believe in prophecies? Yes. And when I said today, God told Adam, the day that you eat, you die. So when I say today, it's a reality. Today is your last day of renting. Now, when you are gone for a loan and you have to make a series of payments for the next 11 years, check your age and see. Add 11 and see how long you must be so healthy. Running. Hey! So I am urging you and prophesying to you, the great blessing of rent-free prosperity. Now, it's because people don't have rent-free prosperity that they can't give. Because if you know you have a payment to make by the 28th, and you are sitting in church saying that you are pledging to give whatever, you must be joking. Be serious. The end of month is coming. You've got to pay your bills. Stupid. You can't take your rent and go and give it to the church to do projects. What do you mean? All right? So you are going to experience beautiful rent-free prosperity from now. Amen. And I want you to love the truth so that deception doesn't descend on you. Is it not a beautiful revelation? Protect yourself from deception by the love of the truth. The brother who is walking around waving the car keys. Look, one day I had a houseboy. I used to travel on a KLM a lot in those days. I still do, but at that time more. And every time I traveled, I don't know how he got there. You know, the ticket. Blue ticket. It has this blue ticket. But in those days, I think they've changed it now. But you tear out the... No, not the boarding pass. There's an inner part that you tear out, the stub or something, and then you are left with the blue. So you see the ticket level. So he took them from my house. He had them. And he had some keys. And he went to the church. And he took out the KLM and told them that he was traveling. He was wrapping some chicks. That he was traveling. And they believed. Well, why did they believe? Because, you see, the safety from delusion is a love of the truth. He said, which ticket is it? You should have asked. You should have gone, whose name is? What's the date? Is it valid? Do you have a visa? Why are you going to, when did you get the visa? Because you don't love the truth, delusion descends on you. And you are following this boy who is, apart from everything, a liar. Showy misrepresentation to cover something unpleasant. A facade. All right? So the brother who's rapped you and you love his voice. Hi, baby. Wow. Oh, that beautiful girl smiling. Oof. Take your time and start to research. Instead of just accepting a delusion, love the truth. Don't be afraid to find out that Asomwa, oh, you're beautiful, but it's not exactly so. The love of the truth, according to Derek Prince, is the master safety guard against deception and delusions. That's a beautiful revelation right there. Fantastic. Now, number one, rent-free prosperity is the prosperity of a builder. 2 Chronicles 14. Real prosperity is always associated with building. 2 Chronicles 14, verse 2. Asa did that which was good in the eyes of the Lord his God. All right? For he took away the altars of the strange gods from the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves. Wow. Verse 4. And he commanded Judah to seek the Lord and to do the law and the commandments. Verse 5. And he took away out of all the cities of Judah, the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. Next verse. And he did what? Built. He built fenced cities in Judah. He built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And he had no war in those years because the Lord had given him rest. Verse 7. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, and we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side, so they built and prospered. They built and prospered. They built and prospered. Rent-free prosperity. They built and prospered. There is nothing like prosperity without building. And building is hard. And Asa, the king, built and prospered by building. You see, anyone who is still paying rent, you have not experienced a certain basic rent-free prosperity. And I'm saying it to you because you are young enough. And those who are too old to hear what I'm saying, stop saying you are too old and start hearing. So they built and prospered. Since we began this church, we have been building and prospering. Yes. Bishop Big Daddy here has been built many churches over the years. Many. He has been building all over. You just have to go around a bit. And you find they built and prospered. So building is something that has to come to your mind early. It has to come early. You see, if I was a head of state or head of the government, I'm not. And I'll never be. But if I was, for me, the work that is being given to me because I'm the leader is to build. That will prosper the country. Oh, yes. Build. Everybody will prosper through building. Building makes you prosperous. It even makes people give money to you. People don't realize. When you build, people give you money. Every time I embark, even on a personal building adventure, personally, there are people that would say, oh, to help you. That's why when I see people building, I usually help them. So, be blessed. Here is something. Yeah. So he built and prospered. They are together. They are like twins. You don't see a person building. He's not really prospering. He's doing things. He's doing things. But you have to get down to it and be building. I mean, First Love Church, you see, I used to tell you, we have our own building. Is it not in the building that we are in? I said, is it not in the building that we are in? Tell somebody, it is in the building that we are in. We are in it. Rent free. Yes. Rent free prosperity. Asa, so they built and prospered. Straight. Now, one of the reasons why people don't build is because they don't know anything about building. When you start building, you learn about building. But most of the time, people don't build because they don't know how to build and they don't know anything about building. Yes. If you stay in a government bungalow, even the cushions, the chairs, all are for the government. So you may never build. And you may also not own anything. Because everything is in the building, in the bungalow. And all the things are numbered and named. It's not for you. UG stroke 100, stroke 1, stroke 2, stroke 400, 005. It's all labeled. Yes. I know somebody, you know, I know that because, you know, when they were moving from their house, they didn't have even cushions. You know, in those days, we used to have chairs with cushions. You put the cushions in the chair. They didn't have even the cushions. It didn't have any because he has stayed in the Kolebu Bangalore for years. Self-contained. Self-provided for. So they built and prospered. So all of you say you are doing business and you are prospering. You see, normally, the what do you call it? It's about ministry. But there are people here who are into business and I don't know what you are into. You know, there are kings and priests. So listen, in every field, whether pastorally, even pastors, when I see pastors, I ask, have you built a church? Have you built a church? Build your church, oh, build your church. Build your church. Start building it. Paying rent, having a series of payments, you cannot and should not feel happy. Sitting in a building that you are paying a series of payments. It's just a matter of time. Yeah. Are you there or you are leaving? So from today, you are going to build and simultaneously prosper. In Jesus' name. Now, how do you learn about building? Just by the way, how do you learn about building? One of the things you do to learn about building is, first of all, not being lazy. You see, building involves hard work. You actually have to go to the site every day. Building is stressful. So, sometimes you see in the Bible school and some of the places, you give them build this, and they some of them shy away from it. And many of the missionaries out there on the field, they just didn't get their hands down to building. And because of that, they didn't prosper. Sometimes they didn't know what to do. Because to build, you have to, there's so many aspects. The land, the authorities, the permits, the building itself, many, many things. They built and prospered. He built and prospered. All that is part of building. Yeah, all that is part of building. So it's very, very important that you accept that you are not going to love a delusion, but you are going to love the truth. That unless I build, I'm not really prospering. No matter what glassy building you are in and whatever loan they give you for next 19 years, it's not prosperity. It's nothing. It's nothing. I prefer to stay in an uncompleted house than to have a loan with a glassy completed building. I prefer to, and I did it. I did it. Yeah, I stayed in an uncompleted house for years. That's how come I don't owe you. I don't owe you or anybody else. Is it amazing? How many are going to follow the example of Asa? Number two, rent-free prosperity is the kind of prosperity where God gives you a sure house. Stability. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. He said, and I will raise me up a faithful priest that will do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house. I'll build him a sure house. And he shall walk before mine anointed forever. A sure house. I will build him a sure house. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices that I may eat a piece of bread. Notice verse 35. I will build him a sure house. God is going to put you in a sure house, not an unstable situation. Sure. house by the grace of God, you can't say you are coming because I don't owe you. I don't have a series of payments to make to you. That will be your testimony. Did you hear me? I'm prophesying. I'm prophesying a sure house. He says, I will build him a sure house. God will build you a sure house. Nobody can come to your house and say, hey, you owe me. My father, he told me, when he got married, I think he rented a house at Adabraka. And he was in the house with all of us. And he went and bought chairs on credit. But he didn't have money to pay. And one day when he went out, the owner of the chairs came to the house, entered the house and took the chairs out. He was telling me, yes. That time he was established with chairs and houses and everything. But he was telling me the beginnings. The chair was not a sure chair. That's why somebody could come for the chair. It was not a sure chair. Unstable chair. It's fake prosperity. Fake prosperity. It's a facade. It looks like a chair, but it's not a chair. The owner has come for it. You are going to have a sure house. Sure television. When I got married, there were two televisions in our house, my father's house, my father and my mother's house. One that was working and one that you have to hit and then it works. It needed a touch of the Lord. Touch screen. That's the original touch screen. My mother told me, you can take this one. So I took it to the house with my new bride. And I hit it. I think it was Grand Dig or one of the Grand Dig. Grandig or Grundig, whatever. There it comes up. You can ask Bishop Saki. We used to watch on Sundays. But it was sure. I say, but what? It was sure. You have sure things in your house. Nobody can come for it. Or say, I'm coming for my television. You see, instead of looking for a facade, something that is a showy misrepresentation of prosperity, go for what is your size at where you are today. On a morning show. Yeah. Just your level. And be there. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Go for sure things. Sure houses. That's why I would prefer to work with you for years. Wow. And to have a sure son than to have somebody come with a big certificate signed by a pope or signed by a bishop of somewhere that he is an ordained pastor and he has come to join the ministry. And I accept him and then say, okay, be in charge of this or that. It's not a sure thing. So I prefer to have a small boys and girls around. You get what I'm saying? So that I can have a sure house. Not a fake facade. Yeah. I will build him a sure house. People don't like stable things. I like stable things. Stable relationships. Stable friendships, stable children, stable, everything stable. Take time and then it's there for you. Yeah. Almost everybody who works with me learned what he's doing on their job. Rarely can you find anybody doing his original profession. Yeah, what is there? I'm a this, I'm a doctor, I'm a no. We don't need that there. Wow. I will build him a sure house. So if you want to build a sure family, it cannot be with somebody's beloved. Let's ask if it starts with somebody's beloved. Or somebody's husband. It will not be sure. Even let husband is a husband or wife is a far-fetched example. Let's take beloved. If you have somebody's beloved, I mean somebody that was a beloved for someone and you have stepped in. You see, you'll be like Princess Diana. I hear Princess Diana, he was originally after the sister. And then she came in. Yeah. Before this other one who was there. So you all through, you are not sure. So if you are looking at me as I'm preaching, don't desire me because I can never be something sure for you. All I'm unsure. Don't have interest or desires in me. Because if you have me, it will never be sure. You can't have something sure. So don't desire me and say, oh, Charlie, you fine. Check if the person is around. They are outside. What do you think? God is interested in building you something stable and something sure. Yes, something sure. I'll build him a sure house. Yes. Is it beautiful? So relax and let the Lord build you a sure house. Sure house. Sure house. So all of you who are in relationships, you have not yet married. I've told you it's easier to break a friendship than a relationship. And it's easier to break a relationship than an engagement. And it's easier to break an engagement than a marriage. And it's easier to break an early marriage than an old marriage. Now, how many of you remember at the beginning I told you the protection? Protection against deception is what? The love for the truth. Go back to your relationship after church or after here and say, you know, there's something that is on my mind. And find out if if you are the original or maybe it seems you have stepped into the place of somebody. Should in case, as you go forward, you realize that the thing is now unstable and it's not sure, Because you are taking somebody's place and you'll never be secure in that person's place. And you are singing, my beloved is mine. No, it's not yours. You are second hand home use. Rented beloved. Number three, and the last, you want to continue? Do you know how many points I have here? I have more for you. You will be tired. Rent-free prosperity is when God gives you houses as a reward for your service to Him. This is something that is going to happen to you practically. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 16, most of my things are now in the Old Testament. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, you shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but save the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said, why have you done this and have saved the men children alive? Do you know how they know? Because of the attendance to nursery and kindergarten. So many more children, boys were going to nursery school. And they said, you should have killed them all this time. And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, no. Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They have these wide hips. They are lively. And they are delivered before the midwives come unto them. So they have this precipitous labor. And it just comes out. You think as if it's poo-poo in them. But the baby is come. Hey! They were lying, though. They were lying. They were lying, but, you know, they had to make up a reason. Therefore, God dealt well. God will deal well with you. God dealt well with the midwives. And the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. Verse 21. And it came to pass that because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. He made them houses. Wow. Verse 22, last verse. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born shall cast in the river. And nonsense. So, verse 21, and it came to pass that because the midwives feared God, I mean, it's there in English. He made them houses. So, you see, they started to enjoy rent-free prosperity. Like they were prospering and God just first thing was, I'll give you a house. In fact, I'll give you houses. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. I'll never forget how God gave me a house. Yes. It was at church. Yes. I was seeing of a man who came. The church program. I thought I was just saying goodbye. And he told me, there is a house. I know a place. I said, really? So I've been looking for a house. So I'll show you. I can still picture myself by the Kolibu canteen. And the man told me, I will show you. And through that man, I got a house that I live in for many years. It was church. Yes. You will get many houses in your life. Because they feared God. Because they feared God. He made them how? He gave them rent-free prosperity. Prosperity without a series of payments. No payments. Midwife had no payments. End of month, there was no payments. You should see them. End of month, they will sit down with checkbooks.
I have to pay this one. I have to pay this one. I have to pay the right. Which is signed.
And you'll be afraid. If you don't pay this, this will happen. This will happen. That will happen. Hey! Those of you who want to go abroad, you don't know abroad life. Oh. At least Ghana, when you don't pay your life, they just come and cut it. But this one, you don't even know what's happening. Rent-free prosperity. God made them houses. People would rather be paying you rent because this one is now houses. 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 Asa built and prospered. In any field, always be building. I'll be building till I die by God's grace. Or till Jesus comes. I must have a project. I must. The church has to project more. As I speak, we have more. You can't even imagine. We are clearing steel from various harbors across Africa. Yeah. Different countries. We are building, church buildings, all the cities. All this place where I went for crusade, Banga, Ganta, we are building all those towns. Zwedru and far away. Church, the sure houses for the Lord. Rent free. Prosperity. Yes. Sure houses. This is your future. This is your future. Now, when you have the humility to build, then you can enjoy rent-free prosperity. Yeah. Humility to build. Keep on building. Keep on building. Those of you who are original first lovers, you remember? Anakazu, there was no bathroom. There was no room. There was no room. There was not even a room. There's nothing like a room to live in. Huh? We bath outside at dawn. Before the lights come on, the sun comes out. Yes. Practically. Rent free. We were enjoying rent free for some years. Now it's a bit nicer. Or much nicer. A sure house. Your house will be sure. Don't go and follow this fake prosperity. You see them. A facade. A driving Mercedes Benz. Meanwhile, you are owing 1.2 million. I remember a brother who was driving me somewhere once. He was owing so much. And he was impressing me with his Mercedes Benz. Meanwhile, I wasn't impressed too. As I was sitting in the car, I was just praying,
oh Jesus, I hope this man is not owing money. But he was owing beer.
He was owing more. He thought I was impressed. If you want to impress me, don't use car. Rent free. Prosperity. Now I'll be impressed. Said, really? It's your house. I told one of my pastors in America, I said, when you build a house, you don't, oh, I will come and visit you in your house. He thought I was just speaking. Then he had his house without owing anybody. And I went there. I sat in the chair. I sat in a chair. Got up, drank, ate. There's nothing at the end of the month. Sure house. Sure house. Rent free in America. No series of payments. It's possible. Yours is next. Yours is next. Yours is next. When they are looking for house owners, they will come and look for you. God made them houses. By the time you are dying, they will be counting your houses as though they are counting Kelly Willy. All my business community, take heed. I don't need any facade. Don't try to impress us with cars. You don't have a house, but you have a big car. A car that somebody can come, boom, boom. So, oh, sorry. I thought my brake was not working. I thought your brake light. I thought you were moving. I didn't know. Humility gives you a show house. You know, when we didn't have a church, and I saw Ofe Cinema, Coligono. When I looked at it, I said, this one is my ability. Look at the place. It was surrounded by gamblers, bola, everything. I said, this is what I can. You see, humility. Humility will give you a show house. And I took a sister. She was working at the bank. I took her. So come, let's go and look. And some other two or three other people. I don't know how they were, but she just happened to be there. So let's go. When she got herself, I said, I wish I hadn't brought you. I wish I hadn't brought her. Charlie, the place was somewhere. Smelly is what? But you are not being brought there to tell me that it's smelly. You are being brought there to encourage me. We know the thing is smelling. What are you talking about? She has this type of long. It was the beginning of a sure house. That's why people are not rich. You want a house, you want to go and stay at airport. You want to go and stay at a Trasaco. Be serious, be serious. You belong far getting towards the forest, and then from there you start coming inside. That's where we start from, far away. Then you come in the mountains before you start coming towards the town. Small boy like you, you want to be in front of the mountain. You are behind the mountains. Sure house. Sure house. He built and prospered. He built and prospered. God made them houses. God made them houses. It will happen practically as you serve the Lord. Do you know how many times I have visited missionaries whom I sent to poor countries? I sent a missionary once to a country. He said, my children cannot stay in this country. So he withdrew. But I sent another missionary. He stayed there. One day I went with him and he took me, showing me his prosperity. Yeah.
I said, hey, if people see, they will say that you came here because of money. I was worried for him. I said, they will say you came here because of money. But it's God who has just blessed you. Another missionary, I was in one of the poorest, it was recorded as one of the poorest countries in the world. Yes. He was telling me the seed that he can sow. Oh, yes. In dollars, dollars. Tell somebody, dollar. Yes. God had built him a sure house. He was telling me of his houses. You'll soon be talking about your houses. Is it fantastic? Is it amazing? Look, there are some things I just expect you to believe. And there are some things, like I'm telling you, you have to be humble and flow with it. You have to be humble and flow with it. Humble and flow.
Oh, me, the area that I know is rich. I want to stay at rich.
Look, be serious. Recently, I passed by a house. They said it was for sale. Small house. I said, how much is it? $3.5 million. I said, hey, you can't be saying, you must go behind the mountain where one land is sold for 2,000 cedis, which is equal to what? Divided by? Yes, $500. Yes. $500. And you start from there. Gradually. Gradually. You see that you have a sure house. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise and stand to your feet. You need more. You have more than enough. Beautiful. Lift your hands. Thank God for his blessing this evening. Everyone here tonight, that
that you bless your children with rent-free prosperity. No more series of payments every month, every other month, every year. No. Thank you. I bless them. Everyone standing here in this room with rent-free prosperity in the name of Jesus. Let it happen practically. Do it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that from now on, we are delivered from delusions and deceptions. Thank you for helping us to walk on in your truth and in the blessing of your holy word. I pray for all those watching, listening. Bless and stamp them also with rent-free prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for building houses, for helping us to build and to prosper, for giving us a sure house, something that is sure. We are grateful. We are thankful. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here tonight, maybe somebody invited you to church, but you are not born again, and you want to be born again, give your life to Jesus. If you are here like that, maybe you want to give your heart to God, lift up your right hand and I pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. If you've lifted your hand, come to me quickly. Just come from where you are standing. Come.
Come on to Jesus.
Lift your hands. Say this prayer with me. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Master, and as my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. I am sorry for all my sins. Forgive me. Cleanse me and wash me with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Now, when we close, the two of you, somebody should take them right away so we don't, You'll hear from us by tomorrow. You'll hear from us. You hear from us. You've done it again. You've done it again. You've done it again. You've blessed our lives, Lord. You've touched our lives, Lord. You've given us wisdom, Lord. You've given us grace, Lord. We are grateful. Thank you for your children that are becoming masters. Masters over demons. Masters over curses. Masters over laziness. Masters over pride. Masters over evil spirits. Thank you. You've done it. You've done it. Thank you for the little ones that are rising up as master builders. Master builders in every area of life. Thank you. Every business represented here. Every church represented here. Every work represented here will build and prosper in Jesus' name. Thank you. You've done it again. Lift your hand and thank him. He's done it again. He's done it again and again. Receive the mantles. The mantle of building. The mantle of building. You've done it again. 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 Jesus. Thank you. For building houses for your children as they step, Lord. We are grateful, O God. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone shouted amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
One game. so much to me. I tried so many other things, they all just turned to vanity. No one else makes me feel the way I feel since I found you. There's no one I love like you, Jesus. Can't wait to see your face and say, like
doesn't want to miss his quiet time. No, no. He doesn't want to miss his time alone with the Lord. Ooh. He doesn't want to miss the prayers. Oh, no. He doesn't want to miss the fellowship.
Been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.